With a building movement toward forensic election audits in the wake of the bizarre 2020 situation, and the also building momentum that has those audits increasingly poised to at least potentially rock the boat in a major way, this seems like a good time to consider the hypothetical question, what if Trump is actually restored to the presidency? What if, at the end of the day, there is so much proof of so much fraud that the systematic theft of the 2020 election is understood as such by a significant majority of the population? What if Trump was returned to the White House as president as a result of this historic turn of events? What if? In that context, I want to kick around 10 points or 10 topics related to the restoration of Trump as president, and I split them into two lists of five, with five very good things about the return of Trump as president and five bad things or warnings about the same. Obviously, this is not a comprehensive list, but it seems like a good exercise since the chances of something like this happening have been moving further and further from zero with each passing week. If you have thoughts on these lists or suggestions as to items that should have been on the list, definitely let me know in the comments. Also, if you appreciate content like this, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com, where I plan to do much deeper dives into subjects like this over time. Okay, with that said, here we go. Five very good things about a Trump return to the presidency. Number one, such a return would prove that the election was stolen. It would set the record and history straight in a way that would destroy many of the woke progressive narratives dominating the scene today. Number two, it would expose the dinosaur media and big tech as active participants in the theft. This would further propel the ascent of alternative media in a big way, and it would, of course, accelerate the death of dinosaur media too, which is great. Number three, Trump would resume his wrecking ball status and instantly become an obstacle to the globalist Great Reset crowd of lunatics currently running DC and its appendages. Number four, Trump would divert leftist rage and attention to himself, at least partially distracting the left and the globalists from their current focus on plunging the country and the globe into open Orwellian tyranny. Number five, Trump would likely guide the inevitable collapse of the dollar and the USSA economy in ways that would favor the masses a bit more and the elite abuser class a bit less. The degree of positive influence in this area might be small, but it could be significant as well. It's hard to say. The bottom line, though, at least as far as I can tell, is that Trump would guide this Titanic down in a way that would allow far more people to find and build lifeboats that could then carry them to safety on the other side of the Titanic's death. And that would be a very good thing. All right, with that list complete, we're on to five bad things or warnings about a potential Trump return to the White House. Number one, Trump would almost certainly continue to make terrible appointments. He would almost certainly appoint deep state globalists to key positions again, as he did the first time around. I'll get more into why that was the case last time around in a future video, but for now we'll leave it at that. Number two, Trump would continue to feed the pride over repentance vibe that Americans have embraced more and more with each passing generation for a very long time now, particularly those on the right side of the political spectrum. Number three, and this is very much related to number two, Trump would continue to promote the big government American empire idol, hugely. Number four, Trump would continue to grow government and continue to grow massive deficits and debt. Remember, he's a big government guy with a lot of leftist or liberal tendencies. Number five, Trump would have those experimental gene therapies that were rushed through development at warp speed and then marketed as vaccines, well, he'd have that whole situation jumped in his lap again, and that one is likely to get very ugly. Those are my thoughts and those are my lists. I'm definitely pulling for Trump to resume his Godzilla role so that he can start stomping around Mordor again, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on these lists and your suggestions for other items that maybe should have been on those lists. Please let me know in the comments. And if you appreciate this kind of stuff, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the new weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com, where I'll be taking a deeper dive into things like this.